North Dakota's Industrial Commission will be looking at what State Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms called tweaks to its natural gas flaring policy. Helms says the oil and gas industry is recommending the commission keep the rules in place for both reservation and non-reservation lands, and it wants the commission to stick with gas capture goals. But Helms says the rules might change when it comes to so-called stranded gas.
Some smaller companies, some larger too, but mostly smaller companies have purchased assets that lie outside the core area. Some of those are now economic. They're above break-even oil price. But the gas gathering infrastructure out there is based on very few wells. And what wells it's based on were drilled 3, 4, 5 years ago, not using modern completions. It creates a situation where if a company were to go out there and drill one well, they would overwhelm the gas gathering capacity.
Helms says those companies are asking for time to get infrastructure in place.
Not necessarily from gas gathering goals, but that they could do that and not end up with those wells having production restrictions imposed upon them.
Helms says the commission may call for more frequent meetings with companies that are not meeting gas capture goals. In the fourth quarter of 2018, the goals will go up to 88% gas capture, meaning up to 12% can still be flared. Helms says he will recommend no changes in that target.
We definitely want to hold their feet to the fire, to make the investments and to manage their business so that we keep increasing that capture percentage.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.